Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The National Security Committee will meet this evening to discuss stronger laws to curb violent extremism. It's off the back of two horrific stabbing incidents in Sydney in recent days. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says violent extremism has no place in this country.
Every person should be able to go about their shopping or express their faith without any risk being involved.
Channel 7 may have a defamation case on its hands over its reporting of Saturday's fatal Bondi stabbing. The network wrongly identified university student Benjamin Cohen as the perpetrator, and he's now taking legal action. He's threatening a defamation case. 7 has 28 days to respond. The Shadow Defence Minister has called his Labor opponent weak over his $50 billion national defence strategy. Andrew Hastie claims Richard Miles has cut defence spending by $80 billion. He says the Albanese government isn't preparing Australia for the challenges we're facing.
Under a Dutton government, there will be clarity around the threats to Australia, our strategy to defeat them, and defence funding will be higher under a Dutton-led government than under an Albanese government.
$500,000 is up for grabs for anyone who can help solve a 28-year-old cold case in Queensland. 23-year-old mother of two, Tammy Dyson, went missing from the Currumbin area on July 20, 1995. She hasn't been seen or heard from since. To sport, St George Illawarra can finally exhale after the Zach Lomax contract saga. The 24-year-old centre will be heading to Parramatta next season after the Dragons released him from their final 2 years of his deal. While coach Shane Flanagan is tightly lived about detail, teammates like Carl Flanagan understand Lomax's desire for a change.
You see the actions that Zach does on the weekend, and we see how hard he trains during the week. So not much has been said, you know, on the training field or off the field. So, yeah, we've got a lot of respect for Zach and, you know, what he's done in the Red V jersey.